Hello. Oh, my gosh. Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. And, gosh, yes, I'm so excited today. I have a new guest on the program today. Well, he's been on one other time quite a while ago. And I'm just so excited that you're taking time out to listen to bbsradio.com Spiritual Emergency Training. And this will be archived in on a YouTube Spiritual Emergency Training BBS Radio station, and then the number 1. So you can get that later too, with all the information we'll be imparting with you today. And my guest, I'm very excited, is Johnny Blue Star, and his website is https://newgalaxyenterprises.com/, and the categories that he works with: business, health and lifestyle, news, paranormal, philosophy, physics and metaphysics, politics and government, religion and spirituality. He's a media content developer and broadcaster for many, many years. He is very concerned about our country, our USA, and the planet, particularly in the area of human and citizen rights, distribution of wealth, the environment and safety, including the protection from endless wars. And he also has a process. He's in the process of creating an organization called the Coalition for Planetary Empowerment. And he works with I want to just go on here. He's just been doing so many things about believing the ideals of founding fathers expressed in the U.S. Declaration and Constitution reflect the point of view of the famous phrase that speaks of all men. We're going to put women in there, too. They've been pretty much left out quite a bit. That were created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights. And we've been cut off from source, so our rights have been really cut off individually and collectively. And talking about the reflection of American history and certain things that we have done well and how we can start to bring in the real truth about and the legislation needed to counter the current limited, fear-based, ego-mind programs that have gotten us in the process, or these programs of endless war, coping with drugs, guns, violence, one nation under guns and drugs and war, tied to the fossil fuel programmings, our business industries, and what's been happening on our planet. So anyway, I'll let you go take it from there. Welcome, Johnny Blue Star.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. Did you want to play that clip yet?
Sure. I think if we're going to discuss the coalition during this interview, we should play this first, I think.
All right, then.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Do these words from the Declaration fully resonate with your beliefs, with your mind and spirit? If they do, it might be you believe they are inspired by the very Creator that Jefferson talks about in that inalienable rights quote. And if you do believe in the alignment between the divine will and these words, and are United States citizens, you may have found yourself totally disappointed in our so-called representative democracy, which so persistently has favored the wealthy corporations and billionaires over the rest of our citizens. The real truth is that although these words of equality may ring true, it took almost 100 years for the actual laws of the United States to catch up on the need for slaves to be emancipated, to be free, another 100 years to legally abolish segregation, And still, even now, we have an administration that has racist policies and intentions and is trying to mold our laws in that direction. We are now living in a world where two major political parties basically have supported the amazing loss of citizen and human rights that once were protected by the Constitution. We are talking about rights such as the right for all men to free speech, peaceful assembly, a speedy public trial, the right to an attorney, freedom from warrantless searches and surveillance, freedom from unlimited detention, and cruel and unusual punishment. As citizens of the United States, we need to find a way to create a government that functions by the consent of the people. Whereas some of these brutal attacks on our rights have fluctuated in terms of legality and the nature of enforcement, there is a pattern of abuse leaving us basically disenfranchised as citizens of the American Republic. And equally as frightening, these political parties have supported almost unlimited contributions by corporations to political campaigns as under Citizens United. Massive attacks on the good parts of our regulatory system, continual attacks on the environment, and the sickening phenomenon of supporting countries that relentlessly break UN Security Council resolutions related to military activity, including the United States. Yes, we continue our military actions against other countries, either by engaging in war directly or indirectly through surrogates, without these actions having been approved by Congress. Instead of deriving protection from government for our health, our capacity to earn a real wage, to earn interest from our savings, to get education without falling into debt, we have a government that cheats us of our financial freedom and enslaves us to reliance on credit cards, often just to continue to live normally, but often for a limited amount of time.
Tell me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
No hate! No fear! Immigrants are welcome here!
No hate! No fear! Immigrants are welcome here!
No.
To see other people care is that we care as Americans as to what's going on in our country, and we want America to be better. We are better than what's going on.
I don't believe in this. This is not America. This is not our country. This is not what we should be doing. Caging kids, lying to the public, all of the above.
If we believe there's a spiritual foundation for laws embedded in the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration, then maybe we have to take back our government and mold it into the shape of a true democracy. But given the complexity of modern life, becoming informed and becoming empowered as citizens is a true challenge. That is why we created the Coalition for Planetary Empowerment, which both empowers and informs citizens. To do that, we need some reasonably complex vehicles to be designed and built, particularly ones needed for the social network infrastructure that will serve the collective needs of our members to be informed and empowered to deal with government, corporate business, and media. So that's basically the idea of the coalition, Lynn.
Yes, I understand. It really brings up the issues of legislation that will go beyond race, religion, gender, and the political divides right now. It's very critical. And getting the mass advertising and marketing out there so that we can let people know that there's a whole different plethora of projects, people, and programs here on the planet to bring in divine government, government for the people, by the people, from heart at an individual and collective heart and soul level. And I really wanted to let people understand that we need the legislation that with mass media propaganda or support, let's just call it support, mass advertising for a new WPA, for Heart and Soul Community Services, with a good basic guaranteed income with single payer health care, universal health care for all, and each person to have a tiny home or apartment, so that people can move beyond all these divisions made up by race, religion, gender, and political divides. It's very, very critical that we incorporate the heart and soul level. HeartMath Institute is out there. Everyone, check them out. They're working with Stanford Care EDU Education. Who knows about the Stanford's had psychic, what do you call it, psychic research programs and even remote viewing. We've been cut off from source, mind, body, soul, soul, source connections, and so we can actually bring in a whole new systems, emotional systems that go beyond coping with drugs and guns and wars. We really have the internet and cell phones and language apps to learn conflict resolution and soul purpose of the individual. This goes beyond the men running everything. I mean, it goes to individuals at their own evolving consciousness programs that Gaia.com talks about, HeyAsRadio.com talks about, and then many, many people. I sent you lists and lists of programs that people, along with different people on BBS Radio, we're here to do this, move the consciousness into new directions for the legislation needed with the mass, propaganda, the advertising and marketing that needs to get this legislation out there and on the ballots and in the public eye so they understand the truth about going from putting people in barracks for free room and board, okay, or citizen soldiers with a good basic guaranteed income and health care to community services with a place to live, with a good basic guaranteed income and health care. I mean, people have to understand we can do the shift and that we have internet, cell phones, and language apps to be able to do this. And I also wanted to get in the importance of legislation for the new evolving community consciousness centers, because we're talking about mental health is the problem, and it's partly because of what has happened on this planet for eons, even I could go on and on. So anyway, on that aspect of the limited fear-based ego mind programs that have been used to enslave us, teach people, like I said, who would Jesus teach to go to war and kill people and bomb people and poison people? And come on. There's 100 Bible verses about loving your enemy. So we've got a lot to do here to get the legislation for the evolving community conscious centers open 24/7, where we can stop the hate, even individually. All the answers are within any human. All human beings, red, yellow, black, and white, they all have the exact same basic needs, clean air, clean water, clean food. They need love, TLC. So healing touch practitioner programs, they should be mandatory. I mean, really, you know, and then we also need to get them to understand that their answers are inside of them. They need different kinds of soul activation or soul therapies that are out there to access source, find out who they are, why they're really here, and then be able to give them jobs that resonate. Resonance Academy, Nassim Hariem, go to his YouTube, Physics of Spirituality, Evolving Consciousness Jobs and Projects and Programs. And each person, you have to remember, anyone, we have the behavioral science to prove it, that any person who is angry or upset, their answers are within them. We need these conscious, evolutionary, body, mind, spirit, healing art, transformation, enlightenment, service centers, light centers in every community, open 24/7. So all the body, mind, spirit healers and their process and their programs are available to heal these mental health problems, addictions, and the hate and the insanity while co-creating our real health and evolving health and human services and social healer services. We need them now for new focus so that we can shift the system from fossil fuels to green energy projects and programs and pollution cleanup, Recycle Sweden. You know, we've got to get recycled. There's so much to do. So what do you want to say about all that?
Well, I would like to go back to a sort of fundamental idea here. And that is, you know, the United States was formed with a certain philosophical direction, which I do think stated that it was interested in the equality of of all men, meaning all men and women. But in fact, it didn't exist like that. What it fundamentally did was it created a representative democracy. Now, in other words, if you look at the Declaration, what it's mostly talking about are things connected with having the people being empowered. So, but yet the people who created it, including Jefferson, of course, who wrote that famous phrase in the Declaration, I haven't ever been able to tell how conscious they were of what they were doing, because they were influenced, particularly a lot of them were influenced by Masonry, including George Washington. And Masonry embodied, I believe, the ideas of righteousness, because righteousness or conscience is a reflection of a higher level of experience. And I have yet to be able to confirm to myself that these people, for the most part, really had an idea of higher consciousness. But they were inspired by people who probably did. Whether they did or had it or not, I don't know. And by higher consciousness, I mean an awareness of the Shekinah, the presence of God, the kingdom of God. It's referred to in different religions and different spiritual movements in different ways. But it's really important to understand, I think it's important, that all men are created equal. Not only are they equal under certain human rights, but they're equal in their access to this experience of spirituality.
What about women? They left out the women.
Oh, yeah. They not only left out the women, they left out all the minorities. They left the black people were counted as less than a whole person. You know, it was obviously, and if you, you know, I've been looking at certain videos about what his plantation was like. He actually had hundreds of people as slaves. I mean, Jefferson himself, and he did have children, probably with Sally Hemings, one of his slaves. But the point was, and he did battle about in himself about slavery. It wasn't just he did think about it. There was a movement in the constitutional development about eliminating slavery. But whether he did or not, he didn't practice true equality and suffrage for women and all these other all other kinds of minorities were greatly curtailed. Also, curtailed was basically, according to the different states who had control over this, basically your voting was given to property owners. So it's a far cry from what it became. But what I want to point out is that it was inspired. Inspired means inspired by God, I believe. And so when you interpret the Constitution, you say, well, what was the original intention of the Founding Fathers and what was this and what was that? You can't really get to the heart of it, because the heart of the Constitution and the Declaration comes from another level, a level which was not really fully experienced in this culture or in the rest of the world, not by many people anyway. But now there are many people who do experience spirit. They are, instead of being inspired by spirit, they are directed by spirit, which Wayne Dyer, who I'm very interested in, calls being in spirit. So there's a difference between being inspired by spirit and being in spirit, conscious of the divine presence. And so that's part of what I look at the coalition is trying to accomplish. It's trying to empower people by seeing that the manifestations that they do is really to a large extent directed by their relationship consciously to Source or to the divine presence or to God, however you want to speak of it.
But the truth is, we've been cut off from those forms of intuition with fear-based, limited ego mind programs. They're very limited. They're fear-based on purpose to keep people coping with drugs, guns, and war. And we have to look at that. And how do we change that system from that conscious programming, right, and use of, I know that a lot of different people, you know, the top 50 drugs for depression and anxiety. I mentioned him before. Peter Bregan has a YouTube medical doctor in psychiatry that, you know, they cause suicide and homicide. They cause it. So we have to look at this. You know, this is really critical that, and street drugs, you know, it was the intention to get high and party and play. Why don't we have conscious evolutionary centers where you really evolve and play and that realize that all drug highs are free because it's attached to your intention to connect to altered states, which are natural. We're supposed to be taught how to use our divine soul, higher energetic Akashic records or soul energies that are intergalactic in nature. They are eternal energies. They have omnipresent love and light frequencies in them, and they have omnipresent Holy Spirits. That's where Jesus is. That's what real Holy Communion's about. We're supposed to be getting people all red, yellow, black, and white reconnected to their own heart and soul dimensional contact with the higher realms of consciousness that are really go along with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag. These are all our legislators have lied because they pledge. They pledge allegiance locally in schools and in every county or county commissioners or even the city councils or state government, national. You know, everyone stands up, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. God within each person. That's what indivisible freedom and justice for all comes from. You know, what happened to God? Why have we been cut off from source on this planet? We have to look at that and our own heart and soul resonance because that's such a major problem. And when people are in poverty, they're in stress. Stress causes dis-ease emotionally and physically, and it just keeps them coping with only things that they have been taught and trained to cope with: drugs, guns, violence, bullying, and war.
I think that the first dim signs of awakening in a person is when they start to question what they believe. And yes, there are ample reasons not to believe a lot that people have accepted in this country, and otherwise alternative media would be much more powerful. It's still not as powerful anywhere near where it should be, although it's gained a great deal of power over the last decade, I'd say. But still in all, a lot of people don't even know it exists. They really don't look at anything like that. They look at Fox or MSNBC, and they're programmed to more or less accept the legitimacy of a lot of the things that are done and said that they've never investigated once. They just adopt an ideology. That's not really the beginning is when you start to question things.
Yeah, like critical thinking is starting to get out in the schools and mindfulness and Montessori schools and the Waldorf type school systems instead of the Common Core standardized weird testing programs that was set up by what? Who did that? Better watch out.
You're talking about Steiner's program, right?
Yeah. Not good. And, you know, like, again, what if everyone, it becomes through this program and what we're doing with BBS and the coalitions and what have you coming together for real government by the people, for the people. And the U.S. Declaration of Human Rights works with the World Parliament of Religions, with all the real Christians, Jewish, Hindus, Taoists, you know, Tibetan monks, and then all the evolving spiritual groups too, you know, and then all the green groups and environmental groups come together. That's how we change the systems, you know, that are currently being run by, you know, Big Ag, Big Pharma, the penal industrial complex, military industrial complex, and, you know, the street drugs, you know, the war on terror, or, you know, war on terror programming on purpose, and then the war on drugs on purpose. You know, it's just insane. You know, what are we going to have, you know, guns in every school everywhere? And, oh, if a black person is carrying, you know, oh, that they'll get killed first if they are trying to get a shooter. I mean, it's just this whole gun thing is just gone. It's really is really disgusting because they're playing sides for they like war. They really do. We're talking about some satanic people. Okay, no one talks about the satanic temples and how this darkness, they feed on terror. They feed on actually blood and guts and body parts, you know, war. You know, I mean, they feed on it. And it, really, I mean, it, people that we're up against some systems that have to be totally transformed, and it's all thought forms, new education, new job creation with mass media advertising, new propaganda of the consciousness level of what we can manifest. We're supposed to be manifesting heaven on earth and universal intergalactic travel for this planet.
Well, I think that one of the things that really people should look at is when they hear, I mean, let's say you're just starting in to question things. You could just take one thing and start looking at it carefully. And I'll give you an example. You know, there have been two attacks on Syria, one by the United States, one by the United States, Great Britain, and France, because supposedly Assad attacked his own people with chemical weapons. Well, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, was tasked with that, to research that. And they let out a report, and the report more or less justified what happened. But then recently, a second report was released. And that second report really questioned some of the conclusions of that first report. And I'm not going to go into all the details. I'm just saying that it looks like to me that since we went into both these things without any real investigation and without the consent of the United Nations, in other words, we waged war against another country without Congress, that people should look
at this. Start with 9/11. Oh, let's start with the Lewis Powell.
I'm not finished. So they should look at, if they hear something like that, which brings us to war, they should actually question that particular thing and start looking at the alternative media and other things to try and see if there's any other truth that's sort of buried about it. And that would go with 9/11 or anything else.
But they didn't do it for 9/11, right?
Well, I'm not. I'm just giving one small more recent example. 9/11, mm-hmm. of course, changed everything. And it is worth looking at in great detail. And there's quite a bit of detail around. But the point is that you don't just stop at hearing something. Did Iran destroy those tankers in the Gulf? I mean, did they actually destroy those tankers, or did someone else? I mean, you have to almost question every little detail now. To yep. find out if something is true. And without doing that, you don't want to just slip into some kind of vague ideology that seems righteous. You want to know if something has happened that has not really happened. And you want to know what the motivation behind a lot of this news is.
Yep, I know. 9/11, there's been no accountability for what happened at 9/11.
And 9/11 is very complex. There's so many things that happened in 9/11 that need to be questioned.
Well, that's just
I would say there's something like there's probably 30 or 40 things that if you spent 4 or 5 hours looking, that you'd have to question. Say, well, how did this happen? How come some of these people who were supposedly on these planes seem to exist and survive and live after they crashed into these buildings? That's one of the things that you can question. You can question why were all our military aircraft removed from that area so that nobody could get there, and why were there games going on, war games going on that took them to far off places, and some of them actually kind of imitated war games that were actually happening. It's a very complex issue. And it can be tracked down, and you can come to a conclusion about it if you take the time. I'm not saying the things I've said are gospel. They're things to be looked into.
The Lewis Powell memo, right? You know about that, 1973, that came out, showing, you know, where we would be invading in the Middle East, period. That was the plan, period. You know, who's being
you're talking
the
about? You're talking about the seven, I think it was seven nations that would be invaded in order, right?
And
most of them have.
For who? I know.
But I mean, there does seem to be a concerted type of planning by certain groups, like what you call, maybe you might call them neoliberals, anyway. Whatever they should be called, there are specific people who have advocated this type of thing for a long, long time. And our administrations have been in the grips of people who've advocated having these, you know, these endless wars of regime change. Now, some of the people in, you know, who are running for office have challenged that, particularly Tulsi Gabbard. She's challenged the validity of these wars, and she specifically challenged the chemical attacks in Syria. She challenged them based on information that was available quite some time ago, but nobody looked. Mm-hmm. And certainly the countries that invaded Syria didn't look. And these were allies of ours. So.
I know. So the thing is, who's an ally when and how and then why and why? And when you start to follow the propaganda and the money, that really is really important that we get an audit on the Pentagon quickly. There is a House bill out there, and it's not getting any recognition. People aren't paying attention to it. We also have 1384, it's a House bill, the National Nurses United.org. They're trying to get information out about it. And the group Popular Resistance, healthoverprofit.org, with get involved with them. They're a really beautiful group. And they actually helped stop the first NAFTA. And now we're up against NAFTA 2, which is really going to give more of the elite the power, and people in our country that are being divided and conquered right now with the Trump versus right versus left crap, really. It's just disgusting that we're falling for it, because who really wins with is going to be the elite from all the from Russia, from China, you know, and the U.S. and worldwide, the elite that have been running the Bilderberg programs that have been running the government for profit. So please, everyone, check out the Trillionaires Club documentary and Wall Street Transactions. I mean, Wall Street Transactions, we need them taxed every second, every milli transaction second. You know, there's so many ways to play this money game and to shift everything since is so much as being at this point in time on money. Okay, so let's shift the whole, you know, economic programming off of these fear-based divide and conquer, you know, Antifa versus Trumpers. I mean, it's insane, because that's our people that have been programmed to war all over the world, like my brothers, Army, Navy, Marines, and what have you, and end up homeless and destitute and totally with post-traumatic stress, whacked out, weirded out, and who really benefits is the elite. So we really have to look at follow the money and the corporatocracy of what's taken over, or the plutocracy too, right, that's taken over the power of our governments. That's what, you know, these we the people, the government, getting voting rights and getting the initiatives and getting the legislation that we, the people, all the poor people. Go to poorpeoplescampaign.org. I mean, we have to get we, the people, at the local community level empowered to help and heal each other. You pay people to be compassionate, not drug and jail and kill and bully each other or abuse. No, 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 no. And then we can stop those things because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps. The dark programs cannot. The lights here, and we can shine light on all those old programs and monies and, you know, go after the elite with the asset forfeiture that they do for people that can't pay their bail, right? Okay? So we really have some work to do here with economic policies. There is a people's budget out there, too. We don't, the Congressional Budget Office is run by a lot of these, you know, corporatocracies that are running the finance. Mm-hmm. Hi, Rich. Come on in.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm okay. So, what, Johnny Blue Star's here. Please.
Sounds like a very interesting guest there.
Yes. Do you have any questions for him? He's trying. I don't know if you got his information about. Go ahead. Tell him about your coalition, Johnny. Johnny Blue Star, go. Rich is here.
Yeah. Well, did you hear?
He's a constitutional lawyer, hon. Johnny Blue Star. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's with Poor People's Campaign, and he has Bible studies for progressives. So, could you talk with him, Johnny, about the coalition?
Well, I'll be glad to. Did you hear anything about it?
Well, actually, I just tuned in a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
But I've been hearing you talk about 9/11, and I wanted to share that I had a premonition that 9/11 was going to happen. I was in a graduate school course in international relations at American University in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the course, the teacher asked us to do predictions for the future. I guess it was just a fun way to end the course and so forth. And then it came to me, 9/11, in my ears. I heard it. It was a clairaudient type of experience. And mm-hmm. I told them right there that 9/11 is going to, the World Trade Center is going to be destroyed. And then once I got that premonition, I knew how it was going to be done because we didn't expect that the terrorists were experts in hijacking airplanes. So all they needed to do was hijack an airplane and fly it into the towers. I was even at the World Trade Center after this premonition, and I started getting up like a crazy man and telling people not to come on 9/11. I ended up talking to the security of the building because they brought me into their security office at some point, But that's about all I could do, I couldn't stop.
So, Rich, Johnny is a New Galaxy Enterprises Incorporated, and he is a content developer. He's got all kinds of background, and he's very involved with the constitutional rights at a higher realm of integration. So tell him more about your coalition.
Well, the coalition is an attempt, among other things, to create an infrastructure where people can address issues in government, in corporations, and in media, but particularly in government. So I believe, I've been trying to get this together for quite some time, that what we really need in order to empower people is to get the right type of people into an organization that's basically structured to protect and enhance and maintain and regain human and citizen rights. So this organization, at the way I currently see it, it would have a social media infrastructure.
Media. Go ahead, sorry.
So people would basically get together and choose an initiative. Let's say the initiative had to do with mass surveillance, which I think is clearly against the Constitution. That's my opinion. But at any rate, so they would study the present laws that affect that situation. And of course, there is a law coming that may be possibly overturned by Congress. But they would actually create pre-legislative initiatives in different ways, but, you know, at some point formally and submit it, this is an example, to elected officials or to government agencies or to people who were campaigning, who we were promoting because they believed in human and citizen rights in the way that we did. So you're talking about changing, creating a system to inform and enlighten people so that we do have informed, enlightened voters. And it's starting with a group of people who would put this together and start, and then eventually create a following of from people, individual people from many different organizations who are clear-minded about a particular proposal. And so you have a proposal going to government with maybe you have 3,000 people. So it's not just like one person at a time or one organization at a time, but it's thousands of people saying, hey, this is what we want. And if we don't get what we want from elected officials, well, there are primaries. That's the kind of idea of it, sir.
That sounds great.
Rick, are you connected now with AGNT.org or the Stanford Care EDU or because HeartMath Institute's working with them? And then also, too, we've got the Friends Committee on National Legislation.org. I keep hearing they're the ones to bring in the new divine government legislation for these new communities, heart and soul-based community services. So if anyone's angry or upset, they go in and they get help at the Conscious Evolutionary Centers open 24/7 so that we can heal people. 98% of the people with mental health issues, anger, hate, all that can be dissolved and resolved. And with conflict resolution, we have so many beautiful, you know, healers now, body, mind, spirit healers, transformation healers, and coaching, what have you. So these conscious evolutionary centers must be open. We need the legislation open 24/7 for all these new body, mind, spirit healing touch programs, you know, instead of abuse, soul and soul resonance programs, soul parenting programs, and relationship conflict resolution programs. You know, we have, you know, family constellation programs, all kinds of healing of individuals and families. We need to heal the mental, evolving consciousness, heart and soul, HeartMath Institute programs, healing touch practitioners, not rape and abuse. So we have these centers open 24/7, and I think that the Friends Committee on National Legislation could actually help get, you know, that kind of legislation out there in the heart and soul-based community services, because we already have the new, they're called New Community Coalitions outreach programs. We already have all the programs to get volunteers, but all these volunteers are supposed to volunteer for free. You pay them. You pay them. You don't pay them to become citizen soldiers, you know, with a basic income, with health care. No, you pay them to be community services at their own heart and soul resonance with a good basic guaranteed income and health care. Go ahead, sorry.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so all these things are great, and we're all working on them. I'm familiar with the Friends Committee portion of it. So that seems to be the difficulty here. I think there's definitely education because we're facing an onslaught of misinformation, and I think that misinformation is coming not just from Russia, although a significant portion of it is, but it's important that to recognize that that information comes in, and then certain people might buy into it and believe it, and then start spreading it themselves. And so that happens in academia, and it happens in our political system with different groups and parties. So that type of information, that type of sort of brainwashing that's going on is really sort of de-educating the population. So we need to re-educate, and I like what your guest is doing, Mr. Is it Blue Star? Yes.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, and so and we all need to do that. I have a podcast called Bible Study for Progressives, and that's a part of what I do to reach out to the progressive Christian community and try and organize around a spiritually energized politics. Spiritually energized activism. In other words, the problem we're facing is not just a political problem, and it's not just a economic problem. It's a spiritual problem as
well. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that the Constitution and the Declaration, as I said in the beginning of the program, they may not have been practiced. These ideals may not have been practiced, but they were inspired, meaning inspired by spirit. And later on, right. Now where we have the opportunity of being more conscious of spirit, perhaps in some of the founding fathers who had these great words, but didn't have very much adequacy in terms of suffrage and equality as they were propounding, you know, we need to use people who have that sense of the spirit, the presence of God, in order to effectively manifest something completely different than what we have.
And that's what Scripture is all about, especially the New Testament, creating the kingdom of God was a metaphor for a good and just society, one that would be divinely ordained, not one that is like omni-knowledge, not one that dictates from down, but it does have to come up because the Spirit comes up from within the people and then rises up through its institutions. So the problem we have, though, is that we have both a good spirit and a bad spirit that's rising up. And that's where we get the endless war from and the torture and abuse. And I just recently, you know, the death of Jeffrey Epstein really makes me think and wonder how corrupt is our government. I know we
extremely
don't have a
corrupt.
There you go.
Give me some feedback on that, because should I believe that Epstein committed suicide, or should I believe that he was murdered?
I whether he was murdered or which is quite possible, or if he committed suicide, I mean, his days were probably numbered, whatever you think, because he was connected with so many people, dozens and dozens of people that I've just listened to. Blackstone Intelligence is with Jake Morfonius, has a particular point of view, and he does he's done extensive research into it. I mean, hours of programming, and I've heard only a bit of it. It's hard to take. But all these amazingly number of very famous people were connected to him, and very wealthy people. And, you know, people traveled again and again on the Lolita Express to this island. And in the middle of this island is a temple-like structure. And you know what terrible things probably went on in that temple.
And Trump met Melania there.
Is that where he met Melania?
Yeah, they have a picture of Trump with Melania, with Epstein, and the madam, yeah, that helped recruit. Mm-hmm. They're all in the picture together.
So, and then he organized, and I was listening to a recording that this goes back all the way to the 60s, and it's not just Jeffrey Epstein. There's been a whole history of using blackmail against politicians and people, getting them to do these sex with minors and so forth, these very embarrassing and criminal things, and then having that information and holding it over them. So this guy was able to do and get away with so much. I mean, how could he?
Rich, murder by decree. murderbydecree.com. It's an ex-preacher. He's on BBS Radio 2, heads up to Kevin Annette, ITCCS.org, church and state situations, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just was told his system's in the CPS corruption and foster care and blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to connect with him, Rich, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, he's
sister.
Anyway,
I have a little bit of a story, which I'll briefly tell you if you want. It's sort of like your premonition, Rich.
Okay, great.
This is a true story. I was writing a book on different things connected with consciousness way back in the 70s, 80s. Anyway, one of the people that I wrote about was named Alan Vaughn. And Alan Vaughn was a writer, but he was also the top-ranking psychic in the what's called the Central Premonitions Bureau, which was kind of a statistical way of rating different psychic predictions. And so what happened to him is he had a dream about Robert Kennedy being killed. And there were like 8 different points about this dream. You know, that there's more than one person there, that it was in a hotel, and so forth. Anyway, so Alan, the way I met Alan was that he was involved in a parapsychological program at Maimonides Hospital that was run by Stanley Krippner, who's a famous parapsychologist. And anyway, so I met him and we kind of became friends. And then, anyway, the story is that he was concerned. I had this dream. What should I do? Should I tell these people? Should I go call the campaign? So he sent a letter to Krippner and Honorton and other people who were there and asking them what he should do. And they were reading the letter about this to decide whether they should contact the campaign headquarters when the news came on the radio, and it was exactly the same as he predicted.
Wow. Yeah, that thing happens all the time. The first time I had a premonition was sleeping with a friend in the mountains and finding myself in a dream floating in the backseat of a car telling the guy to slow down because the roads were icy, and then I looked up and there was a big tree and I woke up screaming. So that was my first premonition. So dreams really can communicate with, and I don't know what they communicate with, but I have a feeling when we dream, maybe part of that is meeting with our spirit guides and our and
oh, absolutely, our it's part of the soul energetics. Your mind, body, soul. We're going into spiritual evolution, and we need to get the heart is the resonance of your sort of intuition system, but the chakras are all messed up on most people, and the light of God can't come through because of all the blocks. And the light of God is supposed to be activated in every person because that light is where the dimensions are for you to time travel, go to other planets, go backwards or forwards in time, premonitions, remote viewing, psychic empowerment, third eye opening, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and we have so many people doing soul work now, too, different types of soul therapies and soul integration, you know, and soulmates, twin flames, resonance. Academy stuff, like I said, physics of spirituality, that YouTube, Nassim Hariam. We've got, you know, we just got to re-educate quickly, heart and soul, community services, because you go to soul level, you start to heal people of their emotional wounds, you get them clear, and then you've got them at a heart and soul resonance of who they really are and why they're here. So they dispel the negative aspect that right now, the negative programming of the old systems of the ego mind, limited fear-based ones, that's what we're up against. And it's evil, period. It's evil. So we want to get them to the light of God within each person, the divine creative part that's, you know, connected to the Jesus and Mother Mary and the Holy Spirit realm and our ascended, evolved planetary systems where Jesus came from. You know, we really got to get this on so that we bring in the new projects, programs, and systems that really need for divine government and this whole planet to be enlightened with ascension programs and all those programs I sent you. We're here. We only have a few more minutes left. And so is there any parting stuff where you want to leave this information?
I wanted to ask,
Johnny, and go ahead. Go ahead, Rich.
I just wanted to ask Johnny. I don't know if we have enough time for it. Because, you know, I'm concerned that Trump could march us into war as an election tactic to try and get reelected. And I'm wondering, and I'm interested in the endless war that you're trying to prevent. And,
well,
and
you're talking about Venezuela. You're talking about Iran. You're talking about Syria still. You're talking about, you know, possibly staying in Afghanistan, even though he's saying he's getting out. You're talking about, you know, a whole lot of different things that are going on that are some of them are initiating wars.
You only have 2 minutes.
If you go into the situation with Venezuela and Iran, it's just astounding.
Okay, what do you want to get out there, Johnny Blue Star?
Okay,
I want to get out.
I would like to get out there. My link.
Okay, go for it. Go for all your contact stuff. What you want to do. And then, you know, Rich Pasita, go to Rich Pasita. He's our Bible Studies for Progressives. Thank you, Rich, for being on the show. Johnny, go for it.
You're welcome. We only have two minutes.
Okay, I just want to say, if people would like to see what I'm talking about, the best place to go is my GoFundMe program, which is gofundme.com/coalition-for-planetary-empowerment. Or you could go to my website. You could go to newgalaxyenterprises.com, and there's a link there to the coalition. I feel like that's like I'm doing a lot of different things, different shows and everything, but this is the fundamental thing that I'm interested in, because we have to, like I said in the beginning, as I played this thing from our GoFundMe, vote back your country, take back your planet.
Yep, and Heart and Soul Community awesome. Services gives everyone the freedom and enlightenment, and with a good basic guaranteed income, a single payer, with homes or apartments for all, so that we can all co-create all the new projects, programs, and multi-dimensional interstellar evolution individually and collectively, and each person will know who they really are and why they're here and how to let go and work with their divine higher source, higher power, cosmic intergalactic star brothers and sisters. So thank you both very, very much. Thanks for calling in, Rich. And thank you, Johnny Blue Star, for being here on my talk show today. And think about it, Heart and Soul Community Services with a good basic guaranteed income, a single payer, health or universal health care. Hey, think about that, because we really need to go beyond the old race, religion, gender, and political divides that only the elite really benefit from. And it's not okay, and it's not loving, it's not harmonious, it doesn't build cooperation, and it does not build loving harmony. We're going for love and harmony, peace. All right, everyone, love you. Thank you so much. We're going to go out today with Patti Becker's song from her album, Carry Me Away. Beautiful, beautiful album, Carry Me Away. And her song, Patti Becker. We're going to go out with Shine Your Light. Everyone, learn how to connect with you, the light of God, and your intergalactic, real internet for consciousness, that we need you to know who you really are and how to use source for growing the light and love on this planet. Thank you so much. Much love, light, peace, joy, and harmony for all. Thank you now.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. If the whole